That's a first for me. Lord, we just pray that you work the details off. They're so excited to be one in you. We're excited with them as they have made you Lord of their lives. And so we thank you, Lord. We thank you for this that you're about to do in a supernatural way tomorrow. And we stand in agreement. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Praise God. Well, it is Pentecostal Sunday. Pastor Mike has kind of told us and said. And I want you to know where we're going today because I think it's significant of all the things that we've been through. So if you got your Bibles or you got that handout, I want you to turn, if you would, to the book of John. John chapter 7. And I want to set the stage because what I'm going to be sharing, I believe, is pertinent to where we're at. And the title of this morning's message is The Dams Are Breaking.
Amen?
Amen? Yep. But I want you to understand the dam I'm talking about is not destructive dams, but it's the dam that's in us that's been placed in there by the Holy Ghost in His kingdom that wants out.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
And this is what Jesus prophesied was coming and why we celebrate this day and hopefully every day. Verse 37 says, on that day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and he cries out with a loud voice, if anyone is thirsty, let them come to me and drink. Verse 38 says, he who believes in me, as the scripture said, out of your heart, yours may say belly, is going to flow rivers. If you got a pen or something, it does not say singular river. Out of you and I is going to flow rivers of living water. Verse 39 says, but he spoke this concerning the Holy Ghost, whom those believing in him would receive, but the Holy Ghost was not yet given because Jesus was not yet glorified. In other words, New Testament church hasn't been birthed yet. Jesus is prophesying there's coming a time if you are thirsty, you hungry, there's something that's going to pour out that's going to be remarkable. Yeah. We know the same Holy Ghost that raised Jesus from the dead is the Holy Ghost that we have, that we get when we make Jesus Christ Lord of our lives. Acts chapter 1 says this in verse 8, you shall receive power when the Holy Ghost comes upon you. And you will be witnesses in Saginaw and St. Charles and Hemlock and Midland and Bay City and Millington and wherever you come. Why? Because the power is going to come and rest in you as a believer. This was spoken confirming what Jesus said was coming. Thank God we don't have to wait for it.
Amen.
He goes on, he says this, chapter 2. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Notice the enemy working overtime. Church life supposedly is not essential. So he's doing everything to keep us apart. Well, you say, well, in the spirit we're together. I understand the concept, but I know there's something. If one can turn 1,000 darkness away, two can turn 10,000. It's not good for man to be alone. We understand as the latter day comes in Hebrews 10, that most are going to forsake coming together. We have done what we needed to do, but I'm telling you what, we're coming together in one accord because the greater one called the Holy Ghost that's in us is about to explode. The dams inside us are about to begin to break. And that breaking of the dams within us is going to release the kingdom of heaven on earth. Amen? So we see there, he says, suddenly there came a sound from heaven, a rushing mighty wind. It filled the whole house where they were sitting. They must have been together because they were in a whole house together sitting. And it goes on, it says, then there appeared to them tongues as a fire that set upon them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and they began to speak with tongues. We are not unabashedly, we're not embarrassed to say we speak in tongues. We speak in tongues because the Holy Ghost lives in us. All believers have the Holy Ghost potential to speak in tongues. And most people that have made Jesus Christ the Lord don't understand it. And if they did, they would activate what already is theirs. But we understand the day of Pentecost. We understand the outpouring of the Holy Ghost that came to live in us. And out of us should be rivers a potent, powerful life.
Amen.
and appeared to them, and it gave them utterance. And it goes on, Peter is looking around. We've been known as a kind of a radical type of setting. People may lay on the floor, people jumping up and down, clapping, running around. We're not ashamed to worship God.
Amen.
There's something that's freeing. They say depression could be beaten by putting on the mantle of praise. If we want to defeat this, we don't hear much. All we hear is how many deaths are going because they get the virus. How many are killing themselves because they've lost their hope and their peace. You think these riots that are breaking out just because of this wrong that was done? They're breaking out because it's like a boiling point in our cities. David Wilkerson prophesied years ago in the book Vision, our cities would burn. Church, we're not going to let them burn. The church throughout our cities, we're going to take a stand. We take a stand for Saginaw, and I encourage you from wherever you're listening, wherever your city is, take a stand. Bind the God of lawlessness and release the Spirit of the living God over your city, over your region. Peter looks out, and they're all speaking in tongues, and they're happy, having a good time in this upper room. Then they come down. Peter shares the gospel. 3,000 get saved. They're happy, having a great time. And people begin to whisper, they must be drunk. They can't be this happy. They can't be saying things we don't understand. They were drunk, all right, but it wasn't the type of drunkenness that the world latches on. It was being overwhelmed by the presence of the Lord. And he said, as he stood up, and says, this is what was prophesied in the end days, that sons and daughters would prophesy, young men would see visions, old men would dream dreams. But on men's servants and women's servants, he would pour out his Spirit. Everybody look at me. He didn't say he's going to pour out his Spirit on the fivefold ministry gifts, the apostle evangelists, on men's servants and women's servants. In other words, anybody that's a believer, you get the same Holy Ghost. We got to break this religious headquarters off the body of Christ that think only a certain elite few get this Spirit release. No, if you're a believer, you got the same Holy Ghost I got. Same Holy Ghost Jesus had. Same Holy Ghost all the disciples had. That's the exciting thing. Nothing should be impossible for the body of Christ. Because that same Holy Ghost that raised Jesus from the dead, we got. And he says, this is going to happen. And many people are going to get saved. And I want to finish just with this part of why we celebrate Pentecost every day. Because the Holy Ghost said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. When you make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, you get him for the rest of your life. You say, but what happens if we mess up? Do we have to repent to God? You can repent, but I'm telling you what, when he went to the cross, all our sins were nailed to him, and he's not going back on it. Amen. You are forgiven for all your past sins, all your present sins, and if you're going to do something stupid, he still loves you, forgives you, but wants you to stay on the right track. Amen. And he says this to the church. I believe this is where we're at right now, church. I'm in chapter 3 of Acts. And it says, change your mindset. Yours may say repent. Be converted. That those sins get blotted out. We know that comes when you get saved. That times of refreshing would come from the presence of the Lord. Everybody look at me. Let me ask you. Pandemics, floods, lawlessness. Do you think we need some times of refreshing? Do you think we need to be drunk, not as they suppose, but be filled with the Holy Ghost ongoing? Yep. Because it's that joy that bubbles up within us. And he says this. And that he may send Jesus, that's Father God, who was preached to you before. Verse 21 says this, very key in where we live and what the life we have right now. Heaven must receive until times of restoration of all things. In other words, Jesus is not down here on earth. The Holy Ghost is down here on earth. Jesus is at the right hand. But heaven's getting ready to release Jesus because I'm telling you, things are coming together faster than fast. But there's still a harvest to be won. And we are the tools that God is going to flow. Remember, are you thirsty? Have you drank the Holy Ghost? If you have, out of us should flow rivers. Everybody say rivers.
Rivers.
It's not a river, rivers of life. Wherever you go, there should be rivers flowing out of us. We should be changing our neighborhoods. We should be changing our cities. Not because of how great we are, but how great the Holy Ghost that goes with us. Because of the day of Pentecost, when the church was developed and the Spirit was poured out like Jesus promised. And here we are, so many years later, 2,000 plus years later, and we're still the same. Holy Ghost hasn't changed. He's like the Lord. He changes not. And we've got the tools. So, let me give you a little history for those that are listening. On May 17th, Sunday, 2 weeks ago, it began to rain. And it rained. Rained all night. That Monday, it rained all morning. It rained all afternoon. It rained all night. The ditches are filled. Our house, way out in the boonies, the ditches are full. The creek is full. It's all heading to St. Charles and other areas. By the next day, they're saying, this is unbelievable. 500-year flood. We're in the midst of something here. They're saying the dams aren't going to hold. And we know what happened that Tuesday. One of the major dams, a whole lake, Wixom Lake, the dam broke and it flooded Sanford and it flooded Midland. And then it was coming all the way to Saginaw. And some of you understand because you went through it. Because what happened, it didn't just shut down those cities, it shut down Saginaw. People were saying, I need to get to this place. We didn't know how to get them there because almost every street was flooded. And they begin to say, and it's backing up. In other words, it can't get out to the bay. You might have dodged the bullet. St. Charles, Pastor Mike was watching me. I said, come here, Pastor. And we watched. It's like getting on to an ocean or to Lake Michigan where you see it from a distance. I said, Pastor, look at that. That whole field out there is full of water. And as we watched it, it kept coming more, kept coming more. And we're taking a stand and we're believing God. No, God, we don't have water in here. We don't want water in here. I know you take a stand and what you can stand. Next thing you know, it's pressing up against the other side of this road. It sinks down to a big ditch, begins to back up, and it's coming now towards our church. And we're watching this happen. And it gets our parking lot. And it keeps coming. Halfway there, it stops. And it begins to recede. Fish swimming in our ditch out there. Just swimming around, thinking they had a good time for a while. Some of you said you had fish in your ditch. We had a lake in our bag. We're praying like everyone else, praying that it stays out of our basement. We had some that was starting to come in. We had to shot back. But the key is we have to take the authority. That was a breaking. That was not the Lord. That was breaking dams. That was not the Lord bringing devastation to teach something. It happened because there was a flood, and the sounding should be, church, wake up. Be alive. You take authority. He says when he created mankind, I give you all authority. And remember, heaven's got to receive Jesus till everything gets restored. Amen. Who do you think he's using to restore these things back before the fall? Us, the body of Christ. And the sooner the believers get a hold of this, the sooner things get restored. You know why? Because we've been waiting to get them to a few. Oh, if we only get to this person's meeting or that person, they're so anointed. I got news. If Jesus is your Lord, you're anointed. And you're powerful. You just don't realize what's inside you. Destruction dams of the natural, the enemy's bringing to try to keep us out. If the pandemic can't keep the church apart, let's put floods so they can't get to their churches. Then the next thing you know, riots are breaking out. I'm telling you what, the enemy's working double time to try to keep us apart. When two or more are gathered in his name, there he is in our midst. And we've taken a stand. I challenged you weeks ago in your neighborhoods. Most of you are listening by Facebook to bind the God of this world off your neighborhood. Bind that spirit of COVID-19. Take authority. Don't wait to get it to somebody you think that's spiritual. When you're all along saved, you're spiritual. Take authority over your region. And don't let up. Keep going. We're still. Last night when we saw the reports coming in, we're coming against that. I haven't heard. I turned on local news to see how Saginaw was doing, but I'm believing it's doing good. And the skirmishes will be squashed because the body of Christ is binding that spirit of lawlessness off our area. Amen. Now stop and think, church. Water has significance. Noah's day, God sought his people, and they just continue. It says in chapter 6, 7, and 8 of Genesis, it says, I sought for those that do right. They did whatever they could think of that was destructive to themselves. And it says, I was grieved. I'm going to bring a flood. And we know the flood came. It wiped out all the junk. Sadly, that included some lives in there. but God's righteous was saved. Now, I'm here to tell you, church, that in the old covenant, the righteousness came by you doing everything right. When Jesus went to the cross and died, when you identify with him, you become righteous. You take on his righteousness. So he ain't going to destroy America or whatever, because there's a lot of righteousness that he's not going to allow it unless we allow it, who he's given the authority over the principalities and powers of darkness. We have that authority. So water destroyed bad, and it saved good. A few years later, we see the bondage of the children of God trying to escape out of Egypt. And we know that miracles broke out then. And they wanted to let us go to start out with. And they begin to journey. They're going to the promised land. They got to this big sea. It's called the Red Sea. And all of a sudden, the enemy decided, oh my gosh, what did we do? Let's go wipe them out, kill them out in the open. And here they were. What did they want to leave for? To go worship their God. And they began to worship the Lord. And then again, another sign. And the Red Sea opened. And it says, if you look at the passage, they passed over on dry land. Not only did the waves back off, but they went across on dry land. Now, when the enemy pursued, all of a sudden, when all the enemy is in this dry land, the waves come back and the enemy is defeated.
Yes, sir.
I'm telling you, church, God loves humanity. He's doing everything he can. Water baptism has significance. It's not what saves you, but it's where we identify with what Jesus did on the cross, and we're letting people know, thank God, I'm going down in this tank, and I'm letting people know that that person's not alive because I come up in Jesus' righteousness. It's a significant dimension of a holy deluge. Many of you in here, because we pressed, you saw the prophetic word that said there's coming this time where right now where this, like a tsunami wave, is going to draw all the water out of the sea, and it's going to expose the bottom feeders. The bottom feeders are those that have been doing a lot of this nonsense that's been geared by the powers of darkness. Let me let you note something. Pastor Mike has shared last 2 weeks a scripture out of John chapter 1. You don't need to turn to it. It says, when the light comes forth, many in darkness don't want the light. They can't comprehend it. But I'm telling you, there's a lot, as we bind the God of this world, that didn't know there was a light, that will be exposed and get out of their situations. There are going to be those that don't want to get out of the light, and they're going to be the bottom feeders. They're going to continuously stir up and cause chaos and try to keep us separated. Thank God we're not the bottom feeders. Thank God that we're going to expose to the light of Christ and people are going to get set free.
Amen.
Why? Because we're happy in the midst of all the things that are going on. God is good. If you remember, I'm going to have you turn. I want you to see Ezekiel chapter 47. Prophetic word through Ezekiel in 37 talked about there was coming a time when the body of Christ, we'll use the body of Christ and just instead of the children of Israel, are going to be in turmoil. They're going to be in distress. He told Ezekiel, a priest. How many priests I got in here today?
Amen.
If you're a believer, you're a priest and you're a king. Revelations 1:6. Ezekiel was told, stand up and speak those dry bones. I'm here to tell you there are a lot of Christians that have the Holy Ghost inside, but they're dammed up. They're not flowing. They're not thirsty. We've got to be used to help free our brothers and sisters, that they realize that they've got all power within, but they're like a spiritual dam that's got to break open so they begin to flow, and they begin. Wherever the rivers go, it brings health. And we see in Ezekiel, says in verse 1 of chapter 47, after the mighty army stood to their feet, says this in verse 1, he brought me back, this is Ezekiel the priest, to the door of the temple. Where's the temple, church? It's in us. And it says, and there was water flowing from under the threshold, and the temple towards the east, for the front of the temple faced east. The water was flowing under the right side of the temple. He brought me out of the way of the north gate, and he led me around on the outside to the outer gateway that faces east, and there was water running out on the right side. And when the man went out to the east and the line in his hand, he began to measure it. and it was up to his ankles. I'm telling you, the dam that we got within us, it's trickling. We got ankle deep. If you've ever gone to Lake Michigan before it's really warm and you step in, woo, it's a chilly willy on the ankles. That's enough. God has been preparing us. We've been in the ankle. And then it goes on. He measures again. Now it's up to the knees. I'm telling you what, when it gets up there, oh, we're real brave right now. Us guys, we don't like it when it gets up to going over our bathing suits, so I always try to act tough for my wife, but Lake Michigan, cold, and so you're tippy-toeing until you can't tippy-toe, but they kept measuring it, and now it's coming out of the sanctuary. Church, look at me. We are the temple of God, but there still is a house of God. There's still a church gathering. No one person is a lone ranger. You don't have all the parts of the body. Well, there's only one head, Jesus. But the hands need the ears. The ears need the feet. The feet need the eyes. All these parts are so significant. That's why in the sanctuary is where the river of God or the rivers of God begin to flow. Amen. Coming together, corporate anointing, getting stirred and excited to release the kingdom on earth as it's already going on in heaven. And so here we have, getting up to where we got to swim. You know what it's like when you finally jump in? Whoa. You might look and appear you're drunk too. Goes, wah! It is refreshing. Time of refreshing. Presence of the Lord. Stay with me. He said to me, son of man, I've seen this. He brought me out. And when I returned along the bank of the river, there were many trees on one side and another. And we've already studied this. Trees represent who? People. We're like living trees planted by the rivers of life. Then he said to me, this water flows down the region, goes down into the valley. We live in Saginaw Valley. That's us. River's supposed to be flowing out of us. It enters the sea. When it reaches the sea, it brings healing. We want Day of Pentecost. Do we want to see the signs and wonders? We are the tools that the Holy Ghost wants to use. He wants to get out of us and onto others. And it shall be that every living thing that moves wherever the rivers, underline rivers, go, will live. Wherever you and I go, God has purposed to take living water so that they will live. Live doesn't just mean to exist. Live means to go to eternal life in heaven. We've got the key. The key is Jesus. He's the only way. He's the truth. He's the light. And we've got him in us. Your children, your grandchildren, or whatever, aren't going to do one iota of what you try to say. They're going to watch you. How are you living? Are you in love with the body of Christ? Are you standing in the gap? Are you praying for the ones that bug you? Are you praying for the hard cases? Many of you know when we started this ministry, I thought all my friends were out there. They were pastors of other churches. They began to come against us, and it was tempting. It would have been real good to let others know what I thought of them. But the Lord quickly said, no, forgive them and ask me not to even lay it to their account. And when he did that, there was an instant healing. And PK and I could walk in and run into any of these pastors from wherever. Why would we fight each other? That's so stupid. Well, they don't believe in tongues. And I'm thinking, come on. You can speak in tongues or not speak in tongues. That don't get you to heaven. Making Jesus Christ the Lord of your life gets you to heaven. And the sooner we realize it, the sooner we can realize we need each other. We need the whole body of Christ. And there's no one person or one church that's got it all perfect. If we did, we wouldn't need the Holy Ghost. If we lack wisdom, we ask of him. He gives it to us liberally. He's the source. Do you feel you got a dam that's ready to just break forth? Wouldn't it be something that the body of Christ just become releasers of rivers of life? Look at what it says. It shall be that fishermen. What was Jesus trying to teach his disciples to be? Fishers of men or fisherwomen of men. It's still the concept. He's no respecter of persons. He wants us to fish for people. And it says, it shall be that fishermen will stand by, spread their nets. Nets means you're not just getting a couple. You're going to get quite a few fish. People. The fish will be of the same kinds as the fish in the great sea, exceedingly many. Everybody look at me. Same kinds that's in the Great Sea. You know America's great. You know why it's great? Because we got every culture, every background that's come here for freedom. Do you know God's no respecter? He loves all the types because we're all his. The sooner we break this stronghold, whether it's racism, whether it's stupid thinking, the sooner we can see what we need one another. But the swamps and the marshes will not be healed. That means it's not flowing out. They will be given over to salt. You know, we're made of salt. If salt has lost its savor, and when you plug up and the salt's not flowing out, it gets to be real salty. If you've ever been to the Dead Sea, if you've ever been to Salt Lake, I mean, it's bad. Nothing can live in it. That's what happens to Christians. You're saved, but if you're not flowing out of your belly, you stink. I mean, that's a happy way of saying it. Now, the Lord gave me this, and please, moms, I'm prefacing this because this is how the Holy Ghost gave this to me. Do you know in the world, they love to cuss at God, and they say God, and they use the word then damn in it? Do you ever think in the prophetic, they want God to close up, and who's the it's? That's us. So when they're venting at God, they're trying to, will you just stop the dams in people.
Good word.
When on the other side of it, God, let the dams flow. Let the dams be released. Okay, moms, you can uncover your kids' ears. Seriously, why do people got to see that when they get mad and angry? They say God and they because that's a prophetic thing. If I can keep the church all dammed up, they're never flowing to touch others. So if the enemy can keep us, why does he say in Psalms 92, 13, those that are planted in the house of the Lord, they're going to flourish in the courts of their God, and they'll bear fruits even as they age. We're supposed to be flourishing and bearing fruit. Why? Because we're planted. Church is not a mandate. Church is a freedom to come together. And the enemy wants to dam us up. Guess what? God's not listening to the enemy. The word says he hears not the prayers of the unrighteous. We're righteous because of him. He hears our prayers. Let the dams flow. Let us be the releasers of his truth and his victory. We talk about Joel, prophetic word says in the same month we're going to get the former and the latter rain in that season. I think in the natural we got it. It's called a 500-year flood. Can you imagine? Let's get the 500-year deluge of God's flow. You want to see signs and wonders this year? Yeah, we're in our 30th year of ministry since May. And yes, we are holders of this Holy Ghost. Why not let it be now? I don't know about you, but I'm ready to see the dams break open. I'm not talking about the world. They got to get saved. I'm talking about the body of Christ to get freed. You know how blessed we are to come and to be able to, nobody stops you on worshiping the Lord? I'm going to have PK get her worship team ready, but I'm going to share a scripture that I think could be a blessing to you. If you've got your book, I don't know if I put it on your handout thing, but look at Numbers. Numbers chapter 21. I got the New King James Spirit-filled version, and it is really good in the kingdom dynamics, and I think it pertains to us today. And in chapter 21, I'm going to begin reading at verse 16. And the Bible says this, for there, this was the children of God, were being oppressed, were being beat up, beat down, probably a lot more than the dams and the viruses and everything else that seems to be going on. And it says, they went down to a certain city, which there was a well, where the Lord said to Moses, gather the people together. Everybody say together. Together. Are we together today? And I will give them water. Then Israel sang this song. Spring up, O well. Now listen. All of you are to sing it. It wasn't for a few special characters. It wasn't for those that could carry a tune. It wasn't for those that thought they'd arrived. It was for all of those that had been freed. Sing a song. Now, this is what the kingdom dynamic says. Praise cures. Praise is the cure for the dry times. And that comes to every believer. For here the praise of God causes water to flow out of their well. Number one, God's instruction. Gather the people together. There is unity and power in corporate gatherings. Number two, here's God's promise. I'm going to give them water, life. Number three, the people's responsibility. Sing, worship, praise. Spring up, O well. All of you sing to it. And here's the lesson out of the kingdom dynamics. The lesson in times of pressure, anxiety, depression, do not stay alone. The enemy has been working overtimes to stay alone. Don't you know it's dangerous killing people? Not making light to the medical community, but we're not the medical community. Jesus is. We're the spiritual community, and we know greater is the force of God in us, and it's time that we break some of these wells out and we let Him flood this area with His presence. And it says, regardless of your personal feelings, you need to join in an audible praise and sing to your well, living God, that your song be one of thanksgiving for past blessings, the song of faith in God's promises for the present and what's to come. We got wells in us. We've got dams. When I said at the start of today's service, we're talking about breaking dams. It's not making more, God. He's already given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. We've got a part in this, church. Praise breaks open and sets the captives free. There's a river, rivers that flow out of us. There is a river where goodness flows. There's a fountain that drowns sorrows. There's an ocean that's deeper than fear. Thank God there is. The tide is rising. It's rising. It's to the ankles, knees. Maybe you're like me and it hasn't been real easy getting into the cold water, but I'm telling you what, once you get into the full swimming, you got to go wherever the current takes you, and it's going to take you to people. You're not working where you're at. You're not retired where you're at. You're not living where you're at by accident. You've been placed strategically by God. If you begin to see it that way, I don't know why in the world I was planted way out in Marion Springs where it didn't seem like anything except they said they worship devils and there's rattlesnakes and all that, but God says I'm planting you there, not because I'm any more special than you. We begin to pray in the Holy Ghost over our neighborhoods. People begin to get saved, get filled with the Holy Ghost, not because I'm special, but because God planted our footsteps and we let the rivers of God flow. Your neighborhood should not be the same if you live there, because where you live, God lives. There's a current stirring deep inside. It's overflowing. I'm going to ask us to stand. And I asked the worship team, I don't know if they practice, but I asked PK to sing this. Let yourself get a vision. Let yourself see yourself as a dam-breaking force going forth in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Spring up away.
today. Put your hand wherever you need a miracle on your body. We're going to believe there's a release of the supernatural. Day of Pentecost today, wherever that might be, whatever you're believing for, in Jesus' name, we are hooking up and believing with you. We thank you, Father God, for those that are listening in. I'm going to challenge you, if you've not, stand to your feet and put a hand upon wherever you need a miracle. If you need a miracle on your pocketbook, put it wherever your pocketbook or your purse is located. If you need a miracle in your family, God knows that. Just voice it as you declare it. Father God, we stand in the awe-ness of knowing that the dams are breaking throughout the earth, but especially here in Saginaw. And we pray, Father God, that you release your supernatural power to heal, to touch, to strengthen. We pray for marriages to be healed. We pray for children to be at peace. We pray, Father God, that every aspect that we need a touch is done. And we give you the praise and the glory. And if you're listening in today and you've not made Jesus Christ your Lord, you get not only forgiven, but you also get this Holy Ghost that comes that will never leave you. All you have to do is realize you can't do it on your own. You need the help. You can't do it who's in public office. You can't do it because whoever runs this or that. It's only Jesus. And you just got to say, Jesus, I need you as my Lord and Savior. Come into my life. I ask you to forgive me and put me in that light so I can receive that gift of the Holy Ghost. That today can be my day of Pentecost. That I can begin to flow. In Jesus' name we pray. And if you prayed that for the first time, share it with somebody in your circles, in your town, in your neighborhood. Let them know you made a decision. There's strength in numbers. Get connected to a local church and grow up. And we thank you, Lord, for all you did today in our service and all the people that listened throughout the land. And we give you all the praise and the glory. And all of us in agreement said, amen. Greet one another however you're comfortable. God bless those that tuned in.